at, you know, Minnesota, they're still trying to figure out what they are. Illinois still has a bunch of talent, but what happens? Like Purdue, still Purdue. When you hold Alabama to what they did, 9 made threes only, like you see they're
big
still.
Yep.
Like, even though questions about, oh, well, what is Zach Edey and how are they? The answer's still there. Kevin Wren is going to be the go-to guy. They're going to continue to have a post focal point, and they're going to feed that and play off of the post or play out of the post. So there's a lot of questions. I think Ohio State, even though they got the early win there, like, what are they?
Mm-hmm.
I think the same question is with Michigan. Like, even though they got some quality wins early, like, there's still some trying to mold and figure out who they are. So even though we're about 2 weeks into this stuff, there's still, I would say there's more question marks than answers for a lot of these teams, and I think a lot of that has to become because of the portal.
Like, yeah, no
you
doubt.
Might have a quick win here, but then you might have a loss that everyone looks like and says, well, why'd you drop that one?
Yeah, it makes all that more unpredictable.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brew Pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Hey there, Badger fans. This is Xavier Amos, forward for Wisconsin men's basketball. We are ready to elevate our game to new heights, and we want you to be a part of the action. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. You'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to VCConnectWI.com today.
Halftime chat continues alongside Brian Butch. I'm Matt LaPay at the break of the Badgers in UT Rio Grande Valley. Indiana team, we're kind of looking around the league. Umar Ballo, big rebounding night over the weekend. Miles Rice, transfer from Washington State. You just mentioned the portal. Going to take time for everybody to start to gel, but as much attention, I think, as went to Umar Ballo for obvious reasons. That dude from Washington State can play a little bit too, can't
he? What didn't Indiana do last year? Shoot the ball well.
Yep.
Well, so far, they look like they can make some shots. If they can make some shots, they're a really tough team. So I think that's what, you know, that kind of the guard play that they've brought in can do for that Indiana team. Absolutely.
Yeah, you mentioned something toward the end of the game on Friday night. Again, we're really early, but John Tanjay with a great night he had. Obviously, what AJ Store brought. It is early in the season, but a message that if you're in the portal and you can score it, this isn't a bad place to come. They're kind of sending a message out here, aren't they?
Well, they are. And I think it's one of I haven't talked to Greg about that, but they should clip that because I think that's what you get out there. But they've allowed guys to come in, understand what the non-negotiables are. You're not going to throw the ball over. You're going to defend. But then we're going to let you do your thing a little bit too. And I think that together gives guys the opportunity to shine. And that, if you're a transfer and you're looking at that, why do you leave? Because you don't feel like you're getting the opportunity where you're at.
Yeah.
So you leave because, and obviously the NIL, there's some financial reasons to leave too for some people. Mm-hmm. But a lot of guys leave, the majority of the guys leave because they want another opportunity. Yep. Well, we've seen back-to-back years yet now where guys are taking advantage of the opportunity that Wisconsin is giving them.
Yeah, John Tanji really making an early statement without a doubt for the Badgers. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
We get to the first half stats. Let's first pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Grand Valley at the half, 52-48. The Vaqueros, 62% from the field, 8-17 from three, 4-5 at the foul line. Badgers, 55% from the floor, 4-9 for three, and 14-16 at the free throw line. Both teams with five turnovers. Paint points, 18-16 in favor of Wisconsin. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And that is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And right for the second half, UT Rio Grande Valley 52, Wisconsin 48. Now, we've seen, particularly the App State game, the Badger defense really started to turn the tide.
We'll
see if they can do that here tonight after a very high-scoring first half.
And again, the reason this is a little bit more difficult than App State was and is because of the three-point shooting. When you look at Texas Rio Grande Valley, they're wanting to get to the paint, but they're wanting to get to the paint to create threes.
Yes.
And that's the difference. And when you overhelp, now all of a sudden you give different looks. So it's going against your tendencies, which is very difficult. But there's always was a game like this that the coaches schedule. Mm-hmm. I know Bo had, it is. And this is now one where you check yourself, get your stance, play, and guard.
It's a program with five returning players, five Division I transfers. They've hit the junior college circuit as well. As you mentioned, first year for the Vaqueros in the Southland Conference after an 11-year run in the WAC. So it'll be UT Rio Grande Valley, the first possession, moving to our left with a 52-48 lead, and we're underway. And Trey Miller matched up with John Blackwell between the circles. A pass that was flicked by Winter, but gathered by Abdul Hakeem. Now Tommy Gankahag is off to Cliff Davis, trying to three an air ball. Thorne trying to save it, but it goes through the hands of Gankahag and out of bounds. So Cliff Davis not wasting any time. He was 2-4 from three in the first half, but air balls won. The Badgers now with their first possession. Moving to our right.
What a zone.
Yes, they are. They've mixed it up in the first half. Blackwell finds Crowell. Right elbow out to Max. Wide open three left wing. Off the rim, no good. The rebound to Hassan Abdul Hakeem. Outlet to Davis on the run to the front court. Going to Abdul Hakeem. A three in the air. Straight away is short. The rebound to Stephen Crowell. Now here comes Blackwell for Wisconsin. Rodgers trailing by four. Early second half. Tanjay for three left side. That bangs off the rim. No good. Rebound off the hands of Winter. A little back tap to Crowell and gives it to Blackwell. Second chance here for Wisconsin. Blackwell against Abdul Hakeem. John going to work. Ball screen Winter to the free throw line. Mid-range Jay. Back iron. No good. Crowell trying to back tap, but a foul is called. And they're going to point, I believe, here to DK Thorne, and they do, and that is his third. And the first of the half on the Vaqueros. A minute and a second gone by in the second half, 52-48, UT Rio Grande Valley. Blackwell baseline right will inbound, looking, and he'll float it out to Max Klesmith. So the Badgers go to work. Klesman drives off the right wing to the rim. Pushed it up in traffic. Knocked away. Gankahag is there. Knocked away Klesman. And it goes off of the Vaqueros and out of bounds. So Max staying with it. And this possession will continue.
Well, you said it. Max stayed with it. Because I didn't think there was a foul. He was looking for the contact. I thought it was pretty good defense there. But then he stayed with it.
Inbounds pass Blackwell, baseline right, looking, bounces to Crowell, back to Blackwell on the right wing. John dribbles off the wing in the paint, pivots, fades, little eight footer in the lane is good.
And that was the first shot that was in the paint taken in the second half by either team.
Minute 20 gone by, second half, 52-50, the Vaqueros leading. Miller, hard drive left lane line, pushed it up short, rebound fought for, and the fight is won by Miller. Got it back down, Blackwell at the left block, kills the dribble, feeds Gankahag at the top of the circle. He is with Stephen Crowell. Little handoff, Abdul Hakeem swoops off the right wing in the lane with a left hand, kissed it off the window for two more. Hassan Abdul Hakeem with 14. 54-50, UT Rio Grande Valley. A minute 50 gone by, second half. Klesman outside, left for Wisconsin. Bounce pass Winter. Quick pass to John Tanjay on the right wing. Abdul Hakeem defending as Tanjay throws it away. Fronting the post is DK Thorne. Gets the pick to the line, kicks it right side. Extra pass Miller off the right wing. Runs it out Davis. Three shots straight away. Clanked off the left side iron. Rebound secured by Crowell. And now Klesman up the left sideline for Wisconsin. Max will hit the brakes. 2:15 gone. Second half. Badgers down by four to the Vaqueros. The UT Rio Grande Valley, and Klesman throws one away. Gankahag stepped in front of Crowell. A feed to Davis baseline right. Started to probe, retreats, feeds Miller. He'll drive off the right wing to the rim, and the layup is good. And off the turnover, the lead back to six for UT Rio Grande Valley.
And it's the turnovers right now. It's not the shot selection. It's just you can't have those turnovers.
Yeah, a couple of them early in the second half. They had five in the first. 56-50, UT Rio Grande Valley. Here's John Tanjay, baseline right, runs it back out the crowd, right point, flips to Winter. Inside Blackwell, wide open, low on the left field, catch and finish. Blackwell with 14, 56-52, the Vaqueros, 3 minutes in to the second half. Trey Miller to the front court. UT Rio Grande Valley moving to our left of the second half. A throw to Gankahad. Gets it back to Miller. Turns down the screen. Left lane line. Pull up 10-footer is good.
He's so good at that mid-range.
Sure is.
He's been really good. I mean, really good.
58-52, UT Rio Grande Valley. 3.5 minutes into the second half. Crowd right of the lane. Finds Blackwell. And he got pushed by Trey Miller. Easy call there at the right block. And for Miller, that will be his second foul and the second on UT Rio Grande Valley. 16:33 remaining. Badgers down six. Carter Gilmore, Kamari McGee coming in as Crowell and Winter will sit down, so getting a little smaller here. There it is. Pretty much like what you saw coming, right? You weren't born last night. So humble. Inbounds pass Klesman. He'll snap off a three, right corner off the rim, no good. Quilagua gets the rebound back into the lineup for the Vaqueros. So now Takey Ramey blows off the right wing, but he missed the layup. Rebound cleared by Gilmore. And now Blackwell on the push for Wisconsin. Circles outside left. Badgers down six. 16-10 to play. Klesman on the right side. He'll dribble off the wing. In the paint. Pushed it up. Missed, but he was fouled. And Max Klesman will go to the line for a pair of shots.
Hey, man, you don't make this move to go small because of the offensive end. You make that move to go small because of the defensive end.
Yep.
And we talk a lot about ball movement, body movement on the offensive side. That's also true on the defensive side. And right now, the first problem defensively is just their straight line drives.
Yeah.
Like, there is no need to help because they're going by the defender right away. So, and we don't see that a lot. Like, right now, Texas Rio Grande Valley, they're winning their one-on-one battles on that end.
Klesman hits the first free throw. One more coming. 58-53, UT Rio Grande Valley. Badgers 15 of 17 at the foul line. Make it 16 of 18 as Max hits them both. 58-54 as the Badgers creep back to within four. D.K. Thorne will set the floor. The 6'4 grad student on the right wing is off to Abdul Hakeem. Chased by Tanjay. Hooks it past Thorne. Open three. Left of the circle. In and out. No good. And a whistle inside. They'll get Klesman on a foul tying up Howie Fleming. And that'll be the second on Max as we hit the under 16 media timeout. Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 15:52 remaining. We've got ourselves a game here tonight. UT Rio Grande Valley 58, Wisconsin 54. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring social workers starting at $30 per hour, providing counseling and programming services, including substance use disorder programming to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
When it comes to sports in Racine, WRJN has you covered. It's Brewer baseball right up until the postseason right here on WRJN. Of course, the Badgers, you're listening now. We've got most of those games throughout the season and Green Bay Packer football too. High school sports on Friday nights with Dick Graceffa. From timeless hits to local news to all your favorite sports, we have it all for you here on Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. You're listening to WRJN.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. kids are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 15:52 to play. UT Rio Grande Valley 58. Wisconsin 54. Max Klesman called for that foul. Going into the media timeout. The second on Max. The first on the Badgers in the second half. Asad Abdul-Hakim will be inbounding. Baseline left for the Vaqueros. Tried a couple of quick hitters in the first half. Inbounds pass to Ramey, left corner. A flip to Agua, outside left. Matched up with Gilmore. A handoff to Abdul-Hakim. He'll snap off a three. Left wing, and he nails it.
John's got to keep trailing that, Matt. Like, he just stopped at the screen.
61-54, UT Rio Grande Valley. The second, first bay three of the half for the Vaqueros. Ball is Max Klesman for Wisconsin, left of the circle. Throw to John Tanjay. Rotates to Kamari McGee. On the right side. Kamari off the right wing in the lane, and he gets fouled. As McGee takes it into the paint, they'll get up to Abdul-Hakim. His second foul and the fourth on the Vaqueros.
And I can't emphasize this enough. Offensively, they will be able to get what they want. You go small because defensively, this group needs to get stops. They need to be disciplined enough and get through screens and fight through screens and make it difficult.
Inbounds pass, McGee to Gilmore. He'll give it up to Tanjay. Finds McGee, who slips, falls down, and lost the ball. And Howie Fleming comes up with a turnover, Wisconsin. On the run, Ramey, right corner, three is an air ball. Caught weak side by Kamari McGee. McGee up the middle of the front court, flips to John Blackwell, who gets cut off. Now he'll try again. Left lane line, goes to the goal, pushes it up, and in off the glass.
That's a big turn right there. That could have been a 10-point game. Now you look at it, you know, it's a 5-point game.
61-56, UT Rio Grande Valley. Abdul-Hakim left in the lane around Tanjay. Reverse layup, no good. Gilmore clears for Wisconsin. He'll give it up to Blackwell. Jogs the dribble to the front court. Now with a burst, spin move, left lane line. Stops mid post, gives it up to McGee. A pass for Tanjay. Sends it to Klesman on the right side. Max off the Tanjay ball screen. Bounce pass Gilmore. Now it's Blackwell on the left wing. Blackwell, baseline left, on the penetration. Inside feed, McGee, low on the right. Pushed it up too strong, no good. Hog with a rebound for the Vaqueros. Ahead it goes to D.K. Thorne. Goes cross court. Howie Fleming took a look, turned it down. Now Thorne will take it left of the circle, three. Clip the right side iron, no good. Gilmore the rebound for the Badgers. They're still down five, 14-10 remaining. Home team in a little bit of trouble right now. Here's Blackwell backing in the lane, low on the left, up, missed, got his own rebound. He'll try it low on the right. Yes, sir. Some relentless work inside from Blackwell, the sophomore out of Michigan. 61-58, UT Rio Grande Valley is the crowd getting involved for the first time tonight. Ramey gives it to Agua at the top of the circle. Being hounded by Carter Gilmore. A bounce out to Thorne. Rotates right side, Abdul-Hakim. At the top of the key, Gilmore on the switch. Shot clock at 10. They've got him isolated. Abdul-Hakim, right lane line off. Balance shot, no good. Gilmore the rebound. Good defense from Carter Gilmore. Here comes Wisconsin down three. Blackwell flips to Tanjay at the top. Out to John for three. Left corner. Bangs off the rim, no good. Abdul-Hakim the rebound. 13-17 to play, 61-58. UT Rio Grande Valley leading the 19th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers. Abdul-Hakim with 17 points tonight. Driving off the left wing in the lane. Runs it out to Ramey. He'll flip a three right of the circle. Off the heel of the rim, no good. Long rebound to Quo Agua, and they'll get another opportunity. A.T. Ramey against Kamari McGee. Works off the Agua screen. Drives right lane line. Push it up over Gilmore. No good. Rebound comes down to Blackwell. John on the push. A feed to Klesman. Snaps off a three right side. In and out. No good. Rebound tip. Tanjay has a left corner. He'll try a three. And we are tied at 61. Carter Gilmore has altered a couple of shots here, Butchie, right?
That's exactly what has played out.
And a timeout taken by UT Rio Grande Valley. This will be a full timeout. A little smaller, get a little D. Carter Gilmore doing his thing, and now the Badgers have tied the game. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 12:23 to play, Wisconsin 61, UT Rio Grande Valley 61. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
When it comes to local news, WRJN has been doing it right here in Racine for 97 years, and we keep that promise to you every day. Stuart J. Waddles works in the Radio Park WRJN newsroom. His first report's as early as 6 a.m., and you can find him around the clock at WRJN.com. Find him on our podcasts and on demand. WRJN, for 97 years, Racine's home for local news, and now, timeless hits, too.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Got a tie game at the Kohl Center. 12:23 to play. Wisconsin 61, UT Rio Grande Valley 61. A 7-point run for the Badgers. What could have been a 10-point deficit.
Hey, right? That's what it was. Exactly. Yeah. Had a wide open, Ramey had a wide open three, would have put it at 10. Instead, Wisconsin goes on a 7-0 run. It was that small group. Now Big Steve is in.
We'll see for how long. Coming up on the under 12 media. Here's Gankahag, top of the circle against Crowell, throwing to Miller high on the left. He's with Kamari McGee. Trey Miller holds and looks out to Gankahag. Three in the air, left of the circle. It's good.
It's a tough guard for Steve.
Yeah, it's just a very many smaller team.
And it's just because it's a smaller, exactly.
Yep, 64-61, the Vaqueros. Back into his zone is Jack Janicki in the game. Darcy the Blackwell on the left wing. Jump, stop in the lane to the rim. Layup, good. Blackwell again in attack mode. 64-63, UT Rio Grande Valley. Miller on the dribble, retreats above the three-point line. A 20-point night for John Blackwell. Miller driving on Crowell. Tough shot off the back of the rim, no good. Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. And the sophomore up the middle of the front court for the Badgers. Hits the brakes, and he'll throw it to Jack Janicki. A pass for Crowell at the top. Gankahag defending. Crowell, left-hand dribble, left wing. Sends it to Blackwell. Curls around the ball screen to Crowell. Left elbow jumper. He likes that mid-range game. John Blackwell with 22, and the Badgers take the lead. 65-64, Wisconsin 11:08 remaining. Trey Miller feeds Gankahag, fakes the three, got by Crowell, pass deflected, but gets out to Howie Fleming. Goes back into Gankahag, left block, backs on Crowell, backs, turns, flipped it up, and he scooped it in. And they let it play through, 66-65, the Vaqueros back on top. Blackwell left wing, Gilmore ready to come back in. Inside feed, Crowell catches, back out to Blackwell, 4-3, left side, money. Good job, Blackwell is feeling it. And the Badgers lead by two with 10:35 to play. 68-66, Wisconsin. Here's Trey Miller. Right elbow out the Gankahag. Whipped it, tried to whip it inside. And it went out of bounds. It was deflected. The officials getting this straight here. And we're still trying to sort this out. Last touch by Wisconsin. Yeah, that would have been, that was a heck of a curveball otherwise. As we'll hit the under 10 media timeout as the Badgers, on the strength of a career-high night from John Blackwell, have creeped back into the lead. Timeout at the Kohl Center. Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pig farmer by purchasing pork all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 10:23 to play, Wisconsin 68, UT Rio Grande Valley 66. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guests, the Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Power to amplify your willpower and capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. Last box of the Big Ten tournament, John Blackwell had 18 points. That was his high as a freshman. Now, as a sophomore, we can officially call it a career high. He has 25 points and counting so far in this game as the Badgers lead UT Rio Grande Valley 68-66 with 10:23 remaining.
And as you see the substitution there, Carter Gilmore in for Stephen Kroll, and I think it's just matchup-wise tonight, it's one of those games.
As we mentioned a few minutes ago, I think Carter Gilmore helped spark that rally, that seven-point run, to altering a couple of shots, doing some good work defensively, stuff that won't make the highlight shows, the stuff that coaches and most importantly the teammates, they know the value of all that.
Yeah, so. It's again, when you have a smaller group that's quicker, it's as a big. I've played it plenty of them. Yeah. It's frustrating.
Xavier Amos in there for Wisconsin as well. Jack Janicki, Kamari McGee, and John Blackwell. Asad Abdul-Hakim will inbound. Baseline left for the Badgers up to 10:23 remaining. Inbounds pass, Howie Fleming. Covered up by Janicki, a throw to Gankahag. He's with Gilmore, a pass out to D.K. Thorne as Kamari McGee digs in. Thorne will drift on the left side. Now moves around a high screen to the right. Throwback pass, Asad Abdul-Hakim. A step back deep three left wing is off the right side. Iron no good. Offensive rebound, Ramey. And a reset for the Vaqueros. Here's a three in the air. Good from Howie Fleming. And UT Rio Grande Valley back out in front, 69-68.
And when you give up an offensive rebound, that's normally how you get those wide open threes.
9:50 remaining. A little 1-3-1 look now from the Vaqueros. He's showing it momentarily. Here's an Amos pass out to McGee, trying a three up top, missed it, rebound tipped in the air, pulled down by Blackwell. He'll escape the lane to the left baseline near the corner, resetting the floor. Goes off to Kamari McGee. McGee with 10 to shoot, feeds to Nicky, three in the air, right side, nailed it. Jack Janicki with his first points of the night. 71-69 Wisconsin with 9:20 remaining in Madison. JT Ramey throwing to Genkehag at the top of the circle, being dogged by Gilmore. Genkehag putting it on the deck, backing on Gilmore. Left block, one pump. Leans, goes up and out, no good. Rebound spike to the floor, gathered by Genkehag. Out it goes to Thorne, feeds Fleming. Right corner three, good. Again, the second chance points. 72-71. The Vaqueros with 8:55 to play.
That's where the guards have to come in and rebound. If you're going to go small, all five have to rebound.
McGee with a bounce to Xavier Amos. Moving in, left lane line. Goes up right hand, missed it short. Rebound, Tommy Genkehag of UT Rio Grande Valley. 72-71. The Vaqueros smelling something special here tonight. Here's D.K. Thorne, left of the circle. Going to Genkehag at the top of the circle. Picked up his dribble against Carter Gilmore. A bounce to Assad Abdul-Hakim. Shot clock at 8. High screen Thorne picked up by Janicki on the switch. 4 to shoot. Abdul-Hakim knocked away first by Blackwell. And then he goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Vaqueros with 1.9 to play. Again, this team sensing something special, but still a long way to go.
They are with 1.9. What they have done is run that back screen to bring the guard to the right to the front of the rim. And then they've set that down screen to get him coming out to the corner. You have to protect the basket first here. There it is.
1.9 on the shot clock. Not there. Inbounds pass. Pinballed around. Genkehag. Top three. Back rim no good. And a foul on Amos. As again, Howie Fleming in position to get the offensive rebound. Amos over the back. That's his second foul. And the team's second. 8 minutes and 10 seconds to play. 72-71. UT Rio Grande Valley leading Wisconsin. John Tanjay back in for Xavier Amos.
What that foul does is get you a whole 20 on the clock again.
Howie Fleming, baseline left, will inbound, looking. Get it inside, get it out the Genkehag, flips it high on the left for J.J. Fleming, and a whistle off the ball. They're going to get Tanjay.
But he grabbed. I mean, he did. This is where you have to just move your feet, because only three fouls on Wisconsin, but now they're starting to pile up a little bit. And as the game winds down, you want a couple to give if you can get it.
It's two on Tanjay, 8:07 remaining. Badgers still down one. Fleming baseline left, looking. Floats it into Tommy Genkehag. A bounce to J.J. Fleming. Top of the circle against Jack Janicki. Fleming with a flip to Genkehag. Turning it back down on Carter Gilmore. Back in left block. Knocked away by Gilly. And it loose ball snapped up by Jack Janicki. Carter Gilmore forcing the turnover. Janicki feeds Tanjay. Rotates left side for Max Klesman. And he gets fouled trying to go on the attack from the left wing. And that was KT Rainey with his third foul. As we have an official timeout at the under 8 media timeout. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us, U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 7:47 left of the game. UT Rio Grande Valley 72, Wisconsin 71. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see say for each other.
I see say because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Diane from Michigan.
a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 7:47 remaining. UT Rio Grande Valley 72, Wisconsin 71. So the Caro's team a couple weeks ago gave Creighton all it wanted. The Blue Jays pulled away late, 99-86, and they're giving the Badgers all they want right now. Bounce pass to Max Klesman in the center circle, throwing to John Blackwell outside left. Bounces to Carter Gilmore at the free throw line. Gilly backing, right block, backing, still backing. Turns it, he got fouled. Yep, he was determined to keep backing in, and Carter Gilmore draws the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line. He'll get Tommy Gankahag with his second foul, and the team's fifth.
I'll say it one more time. Offensively, you're going to get what you want. It's got to be on the other end.
First free throw, Gilmore off the heel of the rim. No good. Badgers remain down one. Second free throw coming up for Gilly. He's been turning in good work on the defensive end of the floor.
And why I've said that so much is because...
missed them both. Rattled out.
But when... Texas Rio Grande Valley is making shots, they're playing better defense. So you got to get them on cover. And that's just the way the basketball game goes. It should be, but it is.
There's D.K. Thorne outside left, 7:20 remaining. Badgers still down one. Thorne now takes it out to the midcourt logo. On the attack, left lane line. Whips it back to Gankahag, covered up by Tanja. Gankahag throwing to Thorne, right wing. He is with Carter Gilmore. Thorne driving baseline right. Kicks it J.J. Howard left corner with one to shoot. They're going to run out of time. The shot is up. No good. Shot clock violation anyway.
Absolutely. And I'm going to say, you don't have that defensive possession if you have a big out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just
you're
because,
right.
And I hate saying it. I'm a big.
Yeah.
But we can't move as fast. Like that ball was popping.
Out of 7 minutes remaining, 72-71, UT Rio Grande Valley. Jack Janicki out high for Wisconsin. Takes it high on the right. Zone look from the Vaqueros. Klesman for three straight away, and that's too long, no good. Rebound aside, Abdul-Hakim back in there for the Vaqueros. Up the floor comes D.K. Thorne off the right wing, retreats between the circles. Lifted to the left side, a pass for Gankahag at the top of the arc. Dribbles to the left wing, covered up by Gilmore. A throw to Abdul-Hakim. He's with Tanjay as they rotate it to Thorne. High on the right, shot clock at 10. Thorne, left-hand dribble. Just trying to slip a pass into Abdul-Hakim. Nice catch to keep it alive. Now Fleming, three-shot left corner. Bangs off the rim, no good. Whistle. And a foul called on Jack Janicki, I believe. And for Jack, that'll be his first. And the team's fourth, Trey Miller coming back in for Howie Fleming, and Kamari McGee set to re-enter for the Badgers for Janicki. 6:21 remaining, 72-71, UT Rio Grande Valley. Abdul-Hakim, baseline left, inbounds to Gankahag, feeds Thorne, inside feed, and they'll get Tanjay for a foul, tying up Abdul-Hakim. It's three on Tanjay. Teams were hot shooting in the first half, not so much in the second. The Vaqueros 8 of 25, 4 of 14 from the arc. The Badgers 9 of 21, 3 of 10 from long range. Abdul-Hakim, baseline left. He'll throw it inbounds. And a Gankahag and trying for the steal was Blackwell. He deflects it out of bounds. Trying to get the shot clock, get the timing straight here.
They've had that end line out of bounds play. They run the same play. Now, a little bit of a variation is once the ball is entered, but to get the ball in, they're running that same play. Something to keep an eye on with 6:13. See what Scott's can steal a possession later on.
Five on the floor. Blackwell, McGee, Klesmet, Gilmore, and Tanjay. 6:16 to play. They reset with a couple seconds of the game clock. Cliff Davis, sideline left, will inbound to Abdul Hakeem, left of the circle. Tanjay defending. A hand off to Miller. Chased by McGee. Miller, right lane line. Pass deflected, and he gets it back outside right. Shot clock is at 6. Miller against Gilmore now on the switch. Miller, right lane line, pushed it up. Knocked away Gilmore with 2. 1 on the shot clock. 3 in the air. Thorne, air ball. Shot clock violation again. 5:55 remaining. Badgers back on offense. Down by 1.
Back-to-back great defense possessions.
And they're trying to pay it off. Here's McGee outside right for Wisconsin. Kamari with a pass for Max Klesmet. High on the right. Klesmet flips to Tanjay. Tanjay left of the circle. Throws it to John Blackwell to the line. Blackwell in the lane. Goes up.
Offensive.
And an offensive foul on Blackwell. That's his second.
And that's where John just got to come in and play off of 2 feet. Mm-hmm. Come to that jump stop. Then you don't need to extend that arm. It's tough to learn. But once he does that, now nobody can stop that.
72-71.
Yeah,
UT Rio Grande Valley with 5.5 minutes remaining. Hassan Abdul Hakeem outside left, taking a look. Deep three, left side, in and out, no good. Halfway down and out. Blackwell got a piece now. Here comes McGee on the push for Wisconsin. Kamari hands off to Tanjay at the top of the circle. He'll send it to Max Klesmet high on the left. Gives it up to Gilmore. Turns it to McGee on the right side. Kamari bounces to Tanjay. Long three, left side, got it. John Tanjay with 13. Badgers lead 74-72. 5 minutes remaining at the Kohl Center. Here's Trey Miller to the front court. Miller darts it to Gankahead, top of the circle. Back to Miller, right elbow jumper, good. Trey Miller with another bucket, and we're tied at 74, 4:45 remaining.
Now they're going to go zone here. The problem with this is you don't have that other big in there. You've slid John to that four, so he's playing out of position against that zone. That's why they've struggled a little bit against it.
Here's Kamari McGee in the lane, kicks it out to Blackwell. Left corner, coming up by Abdul Hakeem. Blackwell brings it back out front, 10 on the shot clock. He loops a pass to Klesmet, foul line, turnaround jumper, good. Max Klesmet with 11. Badgers lead 76-74. 4:18 remaining at the Kohl Center. Miller throwing to Gankahag at the top of the circle. Gilmore defends. A hand off to Cliff Davis. Chased by Klesmet. Davis, pass inside. It got there to Gankahag. Wild shot missed, but a foul on Carter Gilmore. Gankahag drawing that contact, and Gilly is called for his second foul. Tommy Gankahag at the free throw line.
I do think David might have got away with a carry on that one.
4:07 remaining, 76-74, Wisconsin. Gankahag, only 4 foul shot attempts for him so far this season. First free throw, nope, too long. He has 8 points tonight, this Gankahag. Couple of threes and a 2-point shot. Davis out, KT Ramey back in. One more free throw coming up for the sophomore. After missing the first, he is good with the second. 76-75, Wisconsin. Howie Fleming back in as Gankahag will sit down and Stephen Crow will re-enter for Gilmore. So we'll see now if the Vaqueros stay in that zone, if that opens up something, if.
And we'll see how long Steve's in here, because it's 4:07. Next media timeout is there. I think defensively they've been all right. This year you can get him in for an offensive possession.
There's Tanjay driving off the left wing. Lost his, he got sent to the floor. I say lost his balance because he got drilled. They're going to get Howie Fleming with a foul, his third, and the team's 7th. So a 1-1 coming up when play continues. We'll take a break with exactly 4 minutes to play. Wisconsin 76, UT Rio Grande Valley 75. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Yeah!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary Build with Pride. We'll
the Shamrock Supply.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Get organized with a new Dakota Closet system on sale now at Menards. Dakota Closets are versatile and can be installed anywhere, from home offices and laundry rooms to walk-in or reach-in closets and even kids' playrooms. Dakota Closets can be installed with just a screwdriver, and they're available to take home today, giving you more time to organize. Design your dream storage solution using our 3D closet planner, You Create Closets, in-store and at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. A career-high 25 points for John Blackwell. Also has 6 rebounds and 3 assists so far. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 4 minutes to play, 76-75. Wisconsin leading UT Rio Grande Valley. Good night for a career high for John Blackwell.
It is. And I funny feeling that career high better not be it if they're going to get a win here.
Yeah, we need a little bit more here.
John gets to the free throw line here for two bonus. But you look at who's on the floor again. Steve Kroll's out. There was the 7 minutes he was in. And that's exactly what Greg did in that position.
The Badgers are 16 of 20 at the foul line tonight. The Vaqueros are 5 of 7. John Tanjay with 13 points. The free throw is good. One more is coming. In the front end. 14 now for Tanjay this evening. Second free throw coming up on the way. Straight through. 78-75 Wisconsin. 4 minutes to play. Howie Fleming slow jogs it across the mid-stripe. Tanjay digging in. Fleming off the Miller screen. Off the left wing. Layup attempt. No good. Way too strong. Hakeem comes up with it and ripped away. They get a jump ball. Hill ball arrow Wisconsin. Stop for the Badgers.
And it was the help side by Carter Gilmore to make sure that layup was missed. And then the guards came in and rebounded the bad layup. And you have to rebound as 5, and they did.
Tanjay front court left. Quick pass Blackwell. Gets it to Gilmore at the top. Turns to Klesman high on the right. Hassan Abdul-Hakim defending Max. Tanjay barreling left and lane. Got fouled by Fleming. 1-1 coming up for Tanjay on team foul number 8. And the fourth personal on Howie Fleming. 3:34 remaining. 78-75 Wisconsin. Go back to get the ball to Melvin Gordon mode. Let him run into the let him run off tackle and see what happens. Yep. 1-1 for Tanjay. 15 points for him tonight. Front end is good.
What a luxury, too. I mean, to have a guy that gets to the free throw line, but then just you better be quiet.
Second free throw. Gets to the line and converts. 80-75, Wisconsin. Tanjay hit them both. 3.5 minutes to play. Howie Fleming on the left side against Kamari McGee. Fleming backing on McGee, still backing. And McGee went down. They play through, and the layup is good for Howie Fleming.
That play has almost been taken out, right? The charge. There's no reason to do it anymore. You just got to stay through it.
80-77, Wisconsin, 3:10 remaining. McGee outside right. McGee, top of the circle, throws to Blackwell, takes it off the right wing. John in the paint, fades, fires, not this time. Off the left side of the rim, no good. KT Ramey the rebound. And here come the Vaqueros. Howie Fleming on the left side, trying to back down on Tanjay. Good post left, runs it back out to Ramey, refeeds Fleming, left wing, and Ramey play catch with 15 on the shot clock. Behind the back dribble, lost the handle, it'll go out of bounds to Wisconsin.
John Blackwell with a great one-on-one. We've talked about how the majority of the night it's been straight line drives. Right there, John Blackwell sat down in his stance and said, you aren't going anywhere.
2:43 remaining, 80-77, Wisconsin leading UT Rio Grande Valley. John Tanjay up the floor for the Badgers. He has 17 points tonight. A pass for Max Klesman high on the left. He'll send it to Gilmore. Gilly dribbles to the right wing. Surveys back out front for Tanjay at the midcourt logo. Hands off to Klesman. 13 to shoot, 2:26 to play. Max wide of the circle. Fleming on the guard. Here's Max to the line. Down the lane, up right hand. Short, no good. Got his own rebound. Runs it back out to McGee. Fresh 20 for Wisconsin. 2:15 remaining. 3-point lead for the Badgers. McGee throwing to Blackwell. Top of the arc. Blackwell driving on Miller and draws the foul. That's the 19th foul. And the third on Trey Miller. 2:09 to play. 80-77, Wisconsin.
And offensively for Wisconsin, right now, even though Max had the drive, got his offensive rebound, the ball's got to be in John Tonge's hands, or it's got to get into John Blackwell's
hands. Yeah,
and let them
drive.
Like, I mean, the hot hands, but they've also, like, all game long, they've been able to get to that paint and either get fouled or finish.
25 points for Blackwell. This is a 1-1. He's 1 of 2 at the line tonight. Front end is good. Rolls off the right side of the rim and dropped. 81-77, Wisconsin with 2:09 remaining. Been tight throughout. The Vaqueros' biggest lead, 7. The Badgers' biggest lead is 5. And try to get there again, and they do as Blackwell hits them both. 82-77, Wisconsin, 2:09 remaining. Hassan Abdul-Hakim with 17 points to lead the way for UT Rio Grande Valley. Curls off the left wing. He gets fouled by Carter Gilmore. And that's 3 on Gilly.
Kind of knew that was going to come.
And a 1-1 coming up for Hassan Abdul-Hakim.
73% free throw shooter on the year.
1 of 1 tonight. The Vaqueros 5 of 7 at the line. The Badgers 22 of 26. J.J. Howard back in for UT Rio Grande Valley in there for Casey Ramey. Howard, the 6'5 sophomore from San Luis Obispo, California. Abdul-Hakim, a senior from Toronto. A 1 and 1. He has 17 points tonight. Front end, high arching shot, and it's straight through. 82-78, Wisconsin, 2 minutes, 1 second remaining. He had 26-11 in their game against Creighton earlier this month. Second free throw on the way, and that's good. 82-79, Wisconsin, down to the final 2 minutes in Madison. McGee up the left sideline. Howard defending. High screen Gilmore. A throw to Tanjay at the top. Turns to Blackwell. Hard left-hand dribble. And a foul is called. Trey Miller. Now Blackwell knows he's got the better of the matchup. Miller doing what he can. He's frustrated. He picked up his fourth. And that's team foul number 10. Double bonus now for the Badgers. I've seen more contact, but
however, when you turn that corner with a purpose,
Blackwell shoots 2. He has 27 points, 3 out of 4 at the foul line. He has 6 rebounds and 3 dimes. 3-point lead, Wisconsin. First free throw, Blackwell. Good. One more coming. 52 to play. 83-79, the Badgers. A.T. Ramey back in for J.J. Howard.
Still got to get a stop on this end.
Second free throw coming up for John Blackwell. Eyes the rim, sends it. In and out, no good. Abdul-Hakim the rebound. 4-point lead, Wisconsin. A minute 48 to play. Abdul-Hakim to the front court against Carter Gilmore. Pounds a dribble high on the left. The throw to Thorne. Baseline left, driving, kicking. A.T. Ramey, right wing, and he got fouled by Blackwell. Getting up and into him, and that's third on Blackwell. And team foul number nine, so a 1-1 coming up with a minute 37 to play, 83-79, Wisconsin.
Ramey, 4-for-4 from his free throw line on the season with the two he made this tonight.
11 points for him, all in the first half. Swinger out of Kansas City, last couple of years at DePaul. Takes a deep breath, spins the ball in his hands, and the front end is good. Not his first rodeo. Been around a little bit. College of Southern Idaho a couple of seasons, with the DePaul Blue Demons a couple of seasons, 83-80. Wisconsin, a minute 37 to play. Second free throw on the way, and that's good. And the Vaqueros back within two. J.J. Howard back in for Ramey. A little O to D being played here by Khalil Fennell, the head coach of UT Rio Grande Valley. Badgers up two with the ball. Uncontested up the floor comes John Tanjay with a minute 34 and counting to play. Tanjay out high. Hands off to Blackwell. A throw to Carter Gilmore, and a timeout taken by Greg Gard with a minute 28. Left in regulation time, Wisconsin 83, UT Rio Grande Valley 81.
Wisconsin hasn't scored in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Right, so that's why I like the timeout by Greg.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.